in your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
What is going on, everybody? Show number two. And we're winging it, flinging it again.
Yeah, I was a little late today.
I woke up late too.
Yeah.
So much stuff out of you.
But we're here. So
we're here, and I'm not finishing the rest of that. So, anyways, it's another nice day outside. Today, we are streaming live from the garage.
The garage.
You know, hopefully the echo and the acoustics help out with everything. We've got the coolers. We can't see outside because I closed the door because everyone's loud. But from the windows, it looks pretty nice.
Very nice.
Kids are already outside.
My kids were outside when I left.
Mine were having a water fight.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyways, I'm going to kick off with a song before we get through into our show. I know every song starts off how everyone's feeling. Hopefully everyone's feeling the same way that we are. And here you go. Running Wild by Airborne.
I'm
back, everybody. Hope you all enjoyed that song. It was Running Wild by Airborne. So while we're talking about yesterday, we talked about the UFC and sports and stuff like that. And we were talking off air and probably bring you guys into it. So what do you guys feel about Mike Tyson versus Evander Holyfield, the geriatrics match? Like, I don't know if I'd really pay to see that, like, regardless whether it's charity or not. Like,
but it's Mike Tyson, so you're just going to pay because it's Mike Tyson.
I understand the name, but I can watch the highlights now.
No, I understand that, but either you want to see Mike Tyson get knocked out because he's old.
Like, have you seen a picture of Evander Holyfield? I'm gonna pull one up here. I know you guys, wherever you're listening, can't
see it. Tyson's ripped right now. I don't know if you saw his training.
No, I saw it. He can
he's going
punch, man. Oh my god. So here's a picture, I guess, of him. Right here.
Yeah, literally.
Look at him right here.
Yeah.
Like he looks like he saw a crack pipe. And then in this picture he looks all dapper, but
he's the one that's staying here, right?
Yeah, well this is that fight right there.
Maybe that's what the cartilage did.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, right? And then let me pull up one of Mike Tyson here. Oh, excuse me.
He's jacked right now.
Mike Tyson? I saw his video. The guy could punch, man. Oh, my God.
You couldn't see his hands the way they were moving.
Oh, I know. It was crazy. He still has it, man.
You know, and there's been reports, you know.
Even he looks, like, shriveled up. He's still got that face tattoo.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson, did he ever look...
Look at that, no. Though. That guy looks like he could.
Is he like a handsome man? Was he ever a handsome
man? Well, I don't think anybody
boxer?
That takes punches to the face is a handsome man. But look at him. He's still a jack
but
show.
But that's
dude.
What I'm saying. Like, are you worried? People are going
to. I'd be worried for Evander Holyfield.
Right.
Like, that's not. Like, Mike Tyson still hits the gym. He still does stuff. So I don't know.
And they're doing it for charity, right? So, I mean, I guess it's for a good cause, so I understand. But at the same time, like, is that. Is that really worth getting hit in the head by Mike Tyson when you're 65, whatever, however old Holyfield is?
Well,
he can still throw. You saw the videos.
I would just be like, there must be a lot of insurance going on in that fight because like Mike Tyson's still punching like 900 pounds per square inch. Probably
his
not. It's probably a little less now.
His hands have to be insured. Like it.
No, I mean like Evander Holyfield's face.
I know, but.
Like, when was the last fight? The last fight was when?
Oh, well, that would have been 90s, 80s.
I'm going to look it up here. Evander Holyfield's last fight.
You know, it's at least 20 years ago, if not more.
So, you haven't taken a punch in...
20 years plus. What does it say?
I don't know if that's... That's the one right there. I was going to say, Evander Holyfield's last fight.
85.
No.
His last fight, 85.
No. No, because the fight between... you can't believe everything.
Wait, you mean the internet's wrong sometimes?
Yeah, the internet can be
what?
Wrong. Because Mike Tyson and him fought in the 90s. So, either way, if you're talking about the last fight, the one to my recollection would be the Tyson one. That was the most dominant fight or prominent fight that I remember. So if you're talking about that, that's in the 90s. So you haven't fought in 20 years. Okay. You haven't taken a punch, and now you're going to go head-to-head with Mike Tyson, who fights walking down the street,
yeah.
Who's been hitting the gym like a fiend,
yeah.
If you watch his training video.
Because it's Mike Tyson.
Like, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. The thought, even for charity. Like, I understand that most people for charity aren't going to go ham.
Yeah, but you're talking about... I mean,
but Mike Tyson doesn't know how to not to go ham.
And he's not going to... They're not going to wear helmets because of the pride. So I can understand if you're wearing protective gear, fine. But that's not going
to
happen.
Well, it brings you back to, like, that Rocky movie where he goes with Hulk Hogan. For charity.
Yeah, yeah.
And then next, you know, it turns into this mayhem fight that's just like, and then Hulk Hogan at the end goes, hey, man, good show.
Yeah.
Good show. It's like, you almost killed me.
That's Hulk Hogan would.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to get you off. Got some AC/DC for those about to rock. Here you go. Mm-hmm. good, everybody? Welcome back. Just want to let you know, you guys can call in if you want at 316-666-9956. You can call in at 516-666-9956. Or when you click on the link to listen to us, you can scroll down. It's an option for a live chat. You can chat with us live while we're doing this and log in with your Facebook, or if you know any other way of logging in. I only know the Facebook way, so feel free, live chat with us as well. So, yeah, that's an awesome song to listen to when you're cruising down the road or drinking beer in the garage.
So I was drinking coolers. That's right. I drink coolers.
That's all right, man.
That's all right.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Cool guy drinks coolers. So, I don't know really what else. I mean, that whole Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson thing is still in my head, but time to move on.
Yeah, let's move
on. Like they should.
No one to hold them. No one to hold
them. I know. And go back to the whole fighting thing anyway. Last night, after our show, I went and watched the highlights of the Ferguson and Gaethje fight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Wasn't even close.
You cannot come up with an excuse for that fight. One, there's no fans. Two, I don't care if the commentator, Joe Rogan, sitting there telling you how to fight.
You're a professional.
You're a professional fighter. You get in the ring, you know how to throw a punch, you know how to throw kicks. I watched Gaethje destroy his face.
Yeah.
Like the highlights were timely.
He looks like now, once he got out of the hospital, it is, he looks like the guy from the Goonies.
Yeah. He probably sounds like that too.
It is. He destroyed.
So now I'm wondering, because I'm a big Conor fan. I don't care if he loses, if he talks shit or whatever. I want to see Gaethje do that to Conor.
He already said.
In a sense.
He said no.
Who?
So Gaethje asked Conor 2 years ago when Conor was lighting fire. Conor turned him down because he hadn't
proven himself. Well, there's no money.
Right.
No money in it.
Now, once Gaethje won that fight, Conor has considered fighting him. Gaethje said no, he wants Khabib first. Obviously, he's undefeated. He's the best fight. Maybe he wants to do what Conor couldn't do, and then he'll fight Conor. But that's Gaethje said, no, his next fight is Khabib, and that's it.
That'd be a good fight.
Yeah.
That'd be a good fight. However,
Khabib
is such a boring fighter. Like, he takes people down, and he just, that's all. He's like, you're going to lose. Hey, take it and lose. I understand that, but it's like, That's all there is. Like, I love the fist fights, man. You know what I mean? Like, that fight.
Yeah, you like the
stand. I like the highlights. I like the fact that, that uppercut, though. I thought Gaethje was going down for sure. But
yeah,
he didn't pounce. Oh, I know he does.
Oh.
I know he does. It's insane right now. Like,
everyone, I know what you're saying. I love the stand-up. I don't like the wrestling. Maybe I don't understand it as much.
No, I understand the grappling. I hate the wrestling portion of it. So, for me, the stand-up, the head kicks, the punching, the this and that, you're looking for the knockout.
Yeah.
Well, the moment you take it to the ground, there are knockouts that happen on the ground. There are the flurries of elbows and punches and all that. But I like that standing where the guy just goes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Their body just goes.
Yeah, it's like you just see them fast around the thing.
Yep.
And Khabib doesn't have that knockout power.
No.
I also believe, and I said it even during the Conor-Khabib fight, even though Conor tapped out, if you strike Khabib, he does not have the face to take a punch.
No.
He has the body to take a hit and to keep on trucking and all that stuff, but he does not have a jaw.
But he doesn't let you hit him. That's the problem.
He does, though. Conor tagged him.
Conor never, once he blocked him, I understand that.
But Gaethje is a better, I believe Gaethje is a better striker than Conor. After watching the highlights yesterday, and I'm not even a Gaethje fan, that was the first Gaethje fight I've ever watched, was against Ferguson. The way he tagged Ferguson with these punches, again, yes, it's a different style of fighting and you don't know from a fight, but those were delivered.
Yeah, but Gaethje, I agree with you. Gaethje has more power than Conor does. And Conor's quicker. That's here's the thing, right? the jabs. It's the jabs, and then when he comes to the hook, right? But Gaethje, if he lands you, if he hits you on that chin, you'll go down, unless you're Tony.
Connor's never been knocked out.
I know.
Connor's never been knocked out
with him. That's why.
Because of his left hand. Everyone's even said that Connor has that tremendous power. And then what were you saying about the welterweight thing?
Well, Connor decided, so there was talks where he could either go up to light heavyweight or go to welterweight. You know, Khabib is welterweight, right?
Yeah.
That's obviously where he wants to be.
Khabib was lightweight, wasn't he?
I'm almost positive he's welterweight. But again,
Khabib was 155.
Gaethje was even talking about he wants to do what Connor did. Right?
Everyone wants to do what Connor did. If I could make $100 million, I would do what Connor did.
But there was thoughts that Connor wanted to be the first three-division champ. It's never been done. Probably never will be done. And if anybody, it'll be him to do it.
Yeah, it's probably true.
I think if we watched Gaethje and Connor, it'd be complete stand-up, and it would be a bloodbath.
Well, I already swore.
Yeah.
We swear sometimes.
Yes. It'll be a bloodbath. Like a bloodbath.
Oh, I still want to see Nate Diaz and Connor 3. I still want to see that one. I want to see Masvidal and Connor.
I still see the build-up to Diaz and McGregor.
Those are the two Connor fight. Like, if you want money, and I even said that before, you have to do the Connor Nate, the Connor Masvidal, or Connor and Khabib.
You know who? I mean, I always think about, like, fantasy fights.
And it has to be the Khabib fight anyway, because it's an interim lightweight championship.
Right.
That's why he has to fight Khabib next.
Well,
Khabib holds the lightweight championship.
Yeah, but he didn't have to. He just wants – if he's going for the championship, he's got to fight.
But I'm just saying it's the interim championship. It's because Khabib couldn't fight, so then they want the championship fight.
Yeah.
So in order for Gaethje to actually be the champion, he has to fight
Khabib. But he doesn't have to fight him before he fights him, right? He's going to get a shot now no matter what.
Oh, for sure now.
Right. But it's probably smart, because if he loses to Connor –
But like Gaethje's the second champion. That's all he is. He's the second champion. He's the acting champion until he becomes champion. So that's why he wants Khabib first.
He's a B-plus player.
Pretty much. Just came off the bench.
Anyways,
I'm going to get into some Foo Fighters walk here on Ignite Radio. Hope you all are enjoying the day. Talk soon. Hold on. the Foo Fighters on Ignite Radio. We're going to get you back into another song. This is Metallica, Whiskey in the Jarro. Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah.
Some James Hetfield, Metallica, Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah.
I was watching this comedian, Jim Brewer. He does like that alcohol in the stomach thing. He was co-boy on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Going back. So if you're young and listening, you probably won't know that. But he was doing this comedy skit about how if AC/DC and Metallica did nursery rhymes, because they're older now, you know. So he was going on about it. It was so funny. He's like, can you just imagine, like,
wheels on the bus, yeah!
He's like, oh!
Kids have nightmares.
And then he did the AC/DC one was the best because he did the hokey pokey.
Oh, it turns out.
Yeah, they're like,
this looks like a hokey pokey clown!
And like, he's like, going on. So yeah, it was kind of funny. You should check it out. Jim Brewer is Metallica and AC/DC impressions. If you're on YouTube ever searching it, it's pretty funny.
And if you come across the Post Malone one where he does nursery rhymes, don't watch it.
No, well, we don't listen to Post Malone.
We don't mention the P word. So.
However, his acting debut in Spencer with Mark Wahlberg
was very good.
It was pretty good. It was
very good.
It was good.
Funny, he looked the part. I mean, he didn't have to do the part.
It's probably not like that in real life either.
No, I heard he's a nice guy, but
yeah.
I mean, they're all nice guys until the media tells you you're not.
That's
pretty much
very. That's very true. So it's Thursday, May 21st.
Fuck, May already.
May.
When we go in quarantine, like March 13th or
15th. They say that it was March 15th or 16th.
Like when everything went into effect.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 2 months.
I mean, the first case was in December, but we went out on lockdown on, like, March 15th.
Yeah, I'm almost positive I had it, and I know everyone listening to me, like, yeah, sure you did. But I'm telling you, I had to quit my job because of it. I had this, like, uncontrollable cough, and I worked at a call center, so, like, I kid you not, every 30 seconds, I was, like, hacking up a lung. Went to the doctor, didn't know what it was, gave me aspirin, didn't do it.
A lot of people were saying that. Like, I even, in December, I got sick, too, and I didn't know what it was from.
Yep.
I felt like complete ass.
Yep.
Like, it was, you don't know what it was, but I obviously, I don't think it was that because I wasn't on a ventilator, but,
yeah.
You know, there's people that dealt with that,
it's
people that lost loved ones. Yeah. I mean, it is serious, but again, I'm one of those people that didn't think it's as serious as people were putting it out.
I'm the same. And again, I'm not a big government guy, so sometimes I feel like we're just told certain things just to, you know, it's better people live in fear, right? That's how you have power over them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was probably serious, but I don't think, you know, if people just took the right precautions and, you know, didn't travel, then this would have been fine. But
yeah.
That's one opinion.
People are two, three, depending on our persona.
Yeah, it's true.
could be seven.
Sure.
When we talk to ourselves.
Yeah.
But no, like some people were fighting over like in Walmart lineups.
Toilet paper, but that.
Well, that was then, but I'm talking about like the 6 feet rules. Like, some people take that shit seriously, and they're like fighting inside like Walmart lineups. I think there was like a video on YouTube where somebody was like too close. And the guy just turned around and punched him right in the face for me.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this thing was going around Facebook, too. There was a scene in, I guess it was Batman Dark Knight, where Joker and Batman, so Joker was in the precinct or whatever, and he was tied up, and he was saying about humans, like, you know, their true side will come out when hope is lost, right? And if you go back and watch it.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
You're just like, whoa.
I've seen that, yeah.
You know?
I mean, some people take it as is. I mean, there are underlying health issues that people have to take seriously as well, right?
Yeah. Well, because most of the sick were, they were, old age, like the older people, right?
So yeah.
Their bodies were already, you know, weak as it was.
Definitely. But like I said, May 21st, they're opening up provincial parks June 1st or 2nd.
So people can
go camping.
I just read on Break, Manitoba is allowing sports to now start back up, like organized sports.
Perfect.
So hopefully that trickles into here because I'm going insane with that baseball right now.
We have my sister last year put together a cousin's camping trip.
Yeah.
Where like all of us, and me and my cousins are all close. Like we're really, we all don't talk, as much as we all should and hang out as much as we all should because life does get busy.
Same as mine.
And everyone, but when we're together, it is insane. Like, it is like we've never missed a beat. Everyone's always laughing, having a great time.
Yeah.
Last year, my son Anthony got to go and see some of his cousins he's never even met.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty fun. So this year, July 10th, I believe, we're going. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. I'll give you the details after. But yeah, no, it's it'll be an amazing time. And
yeah,
I can't wait for that. I can't. I love this hot weather, man. I love it.
They say it's going to be the hottest on record.
I cannot wait to just sit on a chair, like how kind of the chair I am in now.
And do nothing.
And do nothing. And absolutely do nothing. And say, be outside. You know what I mean?
Leave the phone. Leave all media. Leave everything.
Oh, it would be amazing. But I'm really happy that we started this back up, man. Second episode, dude.
Second episode. I didn't check the date of our last, when we did Freedom of Speech, but I mean, I'm pretty sure. I don't even know how far we got. Maybe six episodes, if that.
Yeah, and there's some I deleted.
Yeah.
some that weren't allowed to be.
Yeah. There's more alcohol involved. Probably should have been.
That's probably true. Probably true.
Yeah.
I don't even know right now. Like, a part of me really wants to be outside.
Yeah.
Like, right now, you know, just living the good life.
Yeah.
Because that's the song we're playing next.
Yeah, it is.
By 3 Days Grace.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, here you go. 3 Days Grace, the good life. Ignite Radio, got me and Buddy here, you know,
just chilling.
We were just talking about, like, that song we haven't heard on actual radio in a long time.
They don't play anything, you know, from, I want to say back then, it's not that far.
They don't play anything edgy.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They're too afraid. They're not allowed. You know what I mean?
I remember I used to listen to a radio show. It's out of St. Catharines, 97.7 The Hits FM.
Yeah.
And I went to that radio show because they were playing stuff you don't hear very often. But it's stuff that you want to hear.
Yeah.
You know, like that closet rock music that you want to listen to. And Let the Devil Out. You know? But I remember because I started engaging in conversation because they have a text number.
Yeah.
Much like we have a chat. If you open up the link and listening, you can scroll down and log in through your Facebook and chat with us live. Or you can call us at 516-666-9956. But you could text them, and they would answer you back. And one of the people I would always listen to in the afternoon while I was driving truck around, they always said, like, they would always allow the fans to pick the one song in the afternoon.
Right.
And it could never be, like, Tool.
Right.
It could never be, like, that edgy or something. Like, it couldn't be, like, Outsider.
Yeah.
Where they're talking about, like, F your God.
Had to be with
you know. But it's just weird how, like, you don't hear those. And those are the songs people want to listen to.
Yeah.
It's not really, like, the generic where you turn on the radio and it's like, oh, great. Playing this song again. Like, I cannot listen to Z103 anymore.
Well, that's one of the – it's probably the worst song for – they're just going to play the worst song.
Like, Top 40 Radio. Top 40 Radio overplays music so much that by the end of the week, you've already heard the song a million times.
Yeah.
And it's just garbage. You know what I mean? At that point,
you lose
just,
interest in it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. But like 3 Days Grace, and then he went to San Onoja.
Yeah.
And they watered down their sound a lot. I don't know. I like edgier music. I don't like.
There's a lot of slower paced songs being played lately. Not like love songs, but like, I guess sentimental is the right word.
Oh, I like, I don't mind, like, I know we play a lot of rock on here, and majority of that's what we do.
We like,
I love other music, like
yeah.
Reggae, R&B, hip-hop, stuff like that, but, like, I'm talking 90s, I can't listen to the crap now, you know what I mean? But if I'm in my car, and I'm driving around, and I'm listening to the radio, which is barely ever, but when I do throw it on, it's always the same song.
Yeah.
I can scroll through 92.5, Z103, 99, 104.5, and it's like literally in tune with each other.
Yeah.
They're playing it like off. So like one would be 5 minutes behind and that song comes on.
That's like it's all looped.
Like I don't get it. Like nobody plays anything.
Well, I guess they use playlists, right? They just replay that playlist 3 times, 4 times a day.
Well, what it is, going back to me conversating with the person at 97.7, is they have a certain list of songs they can choose from for their show. So the producer will come up and be like, hey, here's your list of songs. This is what we're playing for this like time. Like, and I never really realized that radio was like that where, okay, so this is how we're playing the songs and, you know, fit them into your show. And
that's why it's so hard to get new and original stuff on the air because you have to go through so many different channels just to even get considered, right? There's, you know, how many people's careers have been made on YouTube? Justin Bieber's obviously that's where everything.
Well, there's way more than Justin Bieber.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's so many talented artists on YouTube, and it seems to be the way to go now. But if there's not, you think that talent's been hidden? Like, it's always been there, but no one wants to give anybody a chance. So you got to pay this person to send it off to this person, and then have to pay another person. It's ridiculous.
It's all on perception and people's expectations.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Somebody could be listening to us one day and email us and be like, hey, you know, we want you for whatever. If you know, you guys start to do what we aren't, but we're just saying, like hypothetically, somebody could email us and say, hey, you know what? We dig your podcast. We want you guys to do this, that, and that, and the other thing. And that's their perception.
Right.
It doesn't mean
everyone's
going to agree with it. So the fact that executives are making these decisions, like, I don't know. That's all.
Never-ending cycle.
Never-ending cycle of nonsense.
It's always the man deciding what happens.
The man.
Stick it to the man.
Stick it to the man.
Jack Black.
School rock.
That's funny stuff. Oh, man. This beer's going down nice. It's going down nice.
Does it ever not?
Well,
I remember that one time when we drank Corona. It's really hot out and we just got stuck in our chest. We're like, well, that's never happening.
No, that was that stuff, MGD.
Oh, yeah, we chugged it.
Yeah, we chugged it because it was easier to chug back when we were stupid.
Not smart.
The acid reflux now, that if I were to do that, now being older, I would need Tums right beside me doing that. That's.
I'd be holding your non-existent hair.
It's amazing what age does. Anyways, we're going to get into another song, Green Day, Basket Case. On Ignite Radio with Gordy and Buddy. All right, here you go.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink.
Yeah.
My death stone.
Once again, don't hear that song ever play.
Not very often. I have heard it on the radio. So I can't say that it's not on the radio, but it is not on as much as it should be on the radio. That's Green Day, Basket Case for you young folks out there.
Generational song right there.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I like the 90s genre of music. I think a lot of people missed out on a good era of music, man. Like, that was 90s up to, like, 2002, 2003.
Once 2005 hit, it was...
Started getting watered.
Yeah.
It was watered.
There was never any original. It's all, oh, here's, you know, got the beat of another song, and then you're just changing it up. Well, that's not...
Oh, that's been going on for years.
Yeah, but I know...
But it was more prominent, yes.
Right.
I agree.
Well, there's
more
the technology
prominent.
To do it now and do the different renditions of it. You know.
Rendition.
So what happens is, like, a bass guitar or an acoustic guitar, and yourself.
Nobody plays music anymore. They don't have to. There's programs for everything. Buy a MacBook. Buy a MacBook. Watch what you can do with that thing. Holy Christ. You could be your own orchestra.
I think I'm a pretty good singer on my own. I don't think I need an orchestra, despite popular belief.
I just mean the music isn't created. Like, you don't see a kid going...
They're sounds. They're not music anymore.
They're like, oh, my God, I want to learn the guitar. Oh, my fingers hurt. I'm not learning it anymore. Like, that's... What I mean, like, there's
no guitar here. You know,
where's the orange button?
combo.
I got a double tap. Flick, flick, flick.
Speaking of that, there's a guy on YouTube. I guess he's the best Guitar Hero player. I don't remember what song it was, but like,
he was for sure.
He's almost like, no, he's a
really.
He's Caucasian, and think of Mike Tyson's hand.
I don't think so. Asians are the best at everything.
Not dance. Well, yeah. Such a
dance Revolution, they destroyed that game.
And that's not a knock on the Asian community. That is, I've just never, like, they're good at games like that.
Well, like Bill Burr says, it's not like, they're either really, there's no happy medium. Either they're really good, Tokyo drifting in 90 miles an hour into the club, dance.
Yeah.
You know, or they're just not.
Yeah.
Like, there's no happy medium. But yeah, it's they kill that game. Yeah. That game is...
I respect it because I can't do it.
There's no way I'm jumping. This does not jump.
No, this is not jumping.
This does not run. This does not jump.
This used to run. This does not run.
People would be like, hey, Gordy, man, you're not scared? No, I just don't run. I might be terrified. I could have crap myself, but I'm not running.
Nope,
like Notorious running. Said... Fuck around, too fat. Catch an asthma attack. But no, it's like that. I don't. Those games are insane. And now the games are just even better. I showed my son a picture of the original GTA.
Oh, man.
That I remember playing on PS1.
Man.
And the graphics were so crap. He looked at me.
But they looked so good
at the time. And he laughed. And he goes, really? Said, yeah.
We thought that was the game to have back then.
It was.
You know, and now, and I know what your son's saying, because now you look on the PlayStation Network and you see it, and it's download for free. And you just download it because you want to see how bad it really was.
The nostalgia of it.
You know, but back then, that was great for us because you went from, I guess everyone was switching over from the GameCube was just before that, right? Was GameCube?
I don't know. I went from...
Or it's come off N64.
I think N64.
Yeah, because...
For me, but I was always like a Sega kid. So like I followed that controller. And like, I've noticed that like kids would grow up like Nintendo. Nintendo was a start off.
Yeah.
Right? And then Sega.
Sega was big.
And then Super NES.
Yeah.
And then some kids went to like Sega 16-bit. You know what I mean? And then after that, it was Dreamcast.
Dreamcast, yeah.
Right? And then it was Sega Saturn with this disc. They were the first ones to do the disc.
And the handheld Sega.
Yeah, and then you had the Game Boys and Sega like that. And then PS1 came out and changed the game.
Well, yeah, when PS1 hit, everything just took off right to the next Xbox.
See, but I think, and then once PS1 came out, I think it was Nintendo 64 was out around the same time. They weren't competing. I think Nintendo 64 was out before the PS1, but then the PS1. But people went from Nintendo 64 to Xbox.
Yeah.
Because it's the same controller. That little joystick in the middle.
They were uneducated.
And then I think the people that went from Sega went to PlayStation.
The brilliant people.
Well, the same button patterns. Like
yeah.
When you got up to the Sega ones, you had the back buttons too, just like on the PS controller.
Xbox and PlayStation now have their controllers are essentially the exact same. They're just shaped differently, but all the buttons do the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, there's always talk that Xbox is better graphics than PlayStation, but according to the PS5 that's coming out, it's going to take over. It's not even close.
I'm not even buying it.
Well, I'm not going to buy it for a year because
I'm not buying it.
I'm going to wait to see when it crashes.
At all? Because the PS4 does it all anyway.
I know, but what ends up happening? It always gets
the only thing is that now they're saying that any game is compatible on a PS5.
Which would
you can go up any generation
which
from one to three to four.
Well, they're remastering all those old games too, which is crazy. Crash just got remastered.
Yeah, but Crash has been getting remastered.
I still love Crash.
Because right now I know on PS Now, which I have.
You can buy get the Crash.
You can get PS3 games on there.
Yeah.
And play PS3 games. You get Crash. I got Sly Cooper there.
Yeah.
You know, you got like all these other games. Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I played it and I jumped out of my ass.
Yeah, it's still. Yeah.
I remember playing it when I was young, like on PS1 or was it PS2? And I was playing Nemesis,
yeah.
Which is my favorite Resident Evil because it's the only one I've ever had the ability to beat because
yep.
I just got lazy and stopped playing. So, but I was destined to beat that game. I went so far and it encounters your mind. So I got my kids trying to play it with me. And there was this one scene and every door, it's like now that I have the knowledge of horror movies and everything that's going to happen, I'm like, that door's locked for a reason. I want to keep it closed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to open that door. And all of a sudden the door bursts open.
The knowledge is
game, you see
right?
Me and my kids jump back.
Yeah.
I'm holding the controller for dear life. I'm like, holy crap.
It's the knowledge you gain from the evolution of the
game. Oh, it was hilarious to see me jump.
You know when the music picks up as you walk into the room, you're like, okay, well,
yeah.
Turn the volume down there. You know? I put on some, like, happy music.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was just playing, I re-downloaded Uncharted, right? And I'm
yep.
All of them, you know, these monsters are like coming at you and you can't see because it's a dark room. So, and I'm not a scared person most of the time, but because of the graphics now, and I'm terrified sometimes.
Yep, sometimes.
You know, sometimes.
I'm telling you, if you play Resident Evil, you shut off all the lights.
No.
And it's quiet, and all you have is the TV in front of you, and you park yourself. Like, you give yourself the illusion that the TV's just there.
Yep. Can't do it.
And you're in the game, and you're just playing. Like, Silent Hill, I won't touch.
Oh, I saw that.
Silent Hill,
no.
I am not touching at all. That game is crazy. And actually, me and a roommate were talking about that game the other day, and we remember the guy with the triangle head in the movie?
Yeah.
Just dragging that friggin' thing around? That dude is fucked up.
Yeah, forget it.
No. No way.
We're grown-ass men, and I'm telling you, we will not.
So the graphics get any, if the graphics get any better, I mean, I could see why now they put ratings on games, but that is
insane. They're video games, though. That's why this VR thing is, imagine.
I wanted to buy that so bad. I wanted to get that.
You would legitimately urinate yourself.
If that was Resident Evil,
the
VR thing, yeah, for sure.
I'd run into a
for
wall
sure.
Thinking of Run!
Get out of here! Yeah.
Oh, man.
That is too funny.
Well, let our kids play it. Just
I mean, I think that's what being a parent's all about now. It's like, we know what's going to happen. We just want to see them do it.
See, we're sitting way back from the TV while they're right up close.
Like, watch what happens here. Anyways, you know, it's, what time? 2 p.m.
Already.
On May 21st, 2020. It's crazy.
Year of the corona.
Crazy. The year of the corona. The COVID.
COVID year.
COVID. Anyways, I'm going to get into another song here once I scroll down here and figure my stuff out. Anyways, it's called Theory of a Dead Man, Blow. And I hope you guys all enjoy it in a second.
Sometimes it makes me wanna blow my fucking head off. Sometimes it makes me think the world has gone officially. Wherever things are scandal, the news too hard to handle. The world is so unbearable, like wearing socks with sandals. Well, I'm a lover, not a fighter. Sometimes it makes me, wanna blow my phone.
Everybody, we're gonna get into another song for people that are at home just chilling out, having a beer, maybe chilling on their laptop, doing whatever, kind of like what we're doing. We're gonna get into Steve Miller Band, The Joker.
Here you go. Some people call me the space cowboy, some call me the gangster of love. Pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner. I'm a
say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama, 'cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby, and I'll show you a good time.
I think it's a year without it.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
without it.
Yeah.
Here without it. That was Steve Miller, the Joker. We're back. I've opened up the garage because
so nice.
It is too nice out to be stuck inside the garage. I mean, in a sense. And I get to see like everyone walk their dogs and cut grass. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty cool.
Give a couple shout outs if people walk by. So,
yeah. People drive by and honk. Remember 6 feet distance, COVID rules? I don't really want people at my house.
Even if there wasn't rules, you know?
Yeah, that's true, too. Still, drive by.
Don't get anything.
Yeah. So, this is, like, our longest show. We did, like, 2 hour prop for this one.
Yeah, but that hour went. That hour went real quick.
The hour yesterday went real quick, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want, you guys always can go on Ignite Radio, find us on the link. You can download our podcast.
Go to our page
or our radio.
Well.
You can go to our we have a Facebook page as well.
Leave a comment, anything you want to hear.
Like I said, you guys can always call in to 516-666-9956 or click on the link down there. It says live chat. Sign in with your Facebook. You can live chat with us, request songs, or just shoot the shit. I mean, for the most part, kind of do what we want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, we aren't going to let you guys tell us what to do. But, I mean, it helps. To let us know where we're going with all this. See if we're any good or not.
Still in trial stages, so.
I mean, still don't care.
Yeah.
But we're doing it because we like it, and we like to hear our own voices, apparently.
We like music.
And music. I like music.
Yeah. I mean, what else is anybody really doing anyways, right? So, gives people some time.
What else can you do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Get away. Listen to some.
I watched Mayor John Tory in Toronto yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was like, we're opening up parks and facilities and stuff, but you can't go play basketball with your friends. It can only be with people of your household.
We're opening it.
So, I'm waiting. Because I know people are like that. Oh, we were here first.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for the fights to break out in the parks. Yep. I cannot wait.
It's either lift everything at the same time or don't open anything.
I don't get that. You're going to open up parks for people to go to and people are going to see each other.
You know what? It's you know, because different provinces are starting to open different things. Like, they compete with each other. Okay, well, if they're opening it, then maybe we should open this. Because then you get backlash from residents saying, okay, well, why can't Manitoba open up their parks, but we can't? Right? So it's always like, okay, well, if they're getting that, then we should get this type of mentality.
If it's as bad as they say it is, I don't think they should open up anything until they're for sure.
Right.
Like, I understand that our infrastructure and the economy and all that is taking like a big blow.
Yeah.
And all that because people aren't out buying stuff. People are doing more online shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's out doing what they should be doing or want to do.
Right.
And all that. But at the same time, you're going to lift all the bans.
Yeah.
You won't lift sports. You won't lift anything else. There's still only essential travel allowed.
Yeah.
There's no non-essential travel. And you don't want to affect the kids, so you close schools, but yet you're going to open up all this stuff, and the it's still there.
Right. And if something does happen where there is another mass spread, it's going to be 10 times harder to put the ban back on everything you already opened without getting backlash from the public.
I still think it's a little bit too soon to really do
anything.
No
public area should be open right now.
No.
That's my opinion. You should be allowed to walk down the sidewalks now
you know, I guess you could do that anyway.
Well, they say 6 feet difference. They put these arrows on at Walmart so you can walk down like the
aisle
of your way. And then you still see people walking their own way.
Right.
And passing people. Like, what am I supposed to do? I need rice and I'm supposed to wait while that indecisive person is standing there. Go, well, you know, this one has more cards.
Or they're on their phone.
Or that, you know what I mean? Or they're on their phone texting because they don't know the list.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that because that's me.
That's also me.
You know, so, and then you got that person just standing there waiting. Like, you've already waited to get into the store.
And how do you not get agitated and say something to that person?
People's patience, I think, are going to run thin. I think they were already starting to run thin after, like, the first month.
Yep.
People are like, you know what, screw this, we're going out.
But it goes back to them not believing that it's as bad as it was, or turned out to be, right?
That's true.
But then when it turned out to be bad, people kind of calmed down. But now that they're lifting everything, or starting to.
Well, I remember driving down the road back when I had Facebook, and I made a video because some guy was doing detailing his car in a car wash.
Yeah.
And this was when the ban was like, okay, you're only allowed to go out for your medicated Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I say medicated right, because right. You need it's essential to have Tim Hortons in the morning.
Yeah.
And to go grocery shopping and then go back home.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty much what they wanted. And here's a lineup on like a sunny day. Everyone's getting their car washed. Hey Jim, how's it going
what's
there, bud?
What's going on?
Yeah. I don't know. It's really weird. Anyways, leading up to that, I play Monster Truck, Don't Tell Me How to Live, because it's fitting. Don't Tell Me How to Live. On Night Radio with Gordy and Buddy. Here you go.
I'm the story of a man who makes his way on his own. Don't need no kind of direction from no one. I got myself a pretty old soul. Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to live. We'll be right back.
long way
to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Only
Jack Black.
Well, I mean, I didn't even know that we had that.
It's random.
Yeah, random. You know, my wife decided to come out to the garage, see what we're up to. So she's showing me dog pictures while we're live.
I also brought him some apple juice.
Yeah, well, cranberry juice for the vodka neka. For the vodka. You know, because it's a nice day out. So I think today's Vodka Thursdays.
So you said we had someone join the chat.
We did. Green Beasley joined and left and then joined and left again.
Shout out.
Shout out to Green Beasley.
Thanks for the dedication.
Said how it goes and he takes off. So that's pretty cool.
Boom.
It's good to know that other people are listening other than people that we know. Not only that, it's only because, you know, we know that people that care about us are going to listen.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you get other people and knowing that other people are listening. It's pretty cool.
I think I know who it could have been, but I'll say that off air.
Say that off air.
For lawsuit reasons.
Oh, man. So nice out.
Still can't get over it.
Get over what?
How nice it is outside.
It is beautiful outside. And that's why, like, we're playing, like, double back-to-back songs there so we can get outside and just, you know, get some vitamin D.
Yeah.
C. Vitamin DC? AC.
A to Z.
ACD. That's how we played it. You know in Australia they call it Akadaka?
Vitamin Akadaka?
No. ACDC is Akadaka.
Really?
In Australia, yeah.
That's weird.
So if you go to somebody and say, yeah, man, play that AC/DC track, they'll be like, oh, mate, you mean Akadaka.
So,
Crikey. I don't know. Still got, like, some time left, but I'm really feeling the urge to go out and enjoy the sights and sounds of my quiet neighborhood where there's no sights or sounds. If you could take all that in.
Well,
starting to get busy now.
We can leave them with, you know, you want to play three songs?
We could play like three songs, yeah.
So we'll sign off, but we'll leave them with some music.
Leave you guys with some music.
Thanks for listening.
Definitely again. Thank you for listening. Again. If you want, again, check out our Facebook page, Ignite Radio. There should be a link somewhere. If there isn't, I'm going to put one on. You can download our podcast. This is our second show. So feel free to do so if you like it. Also, tune in again. We'll probably put up a post of what our next show is.
Look for it on the page. I'll post it.
Yeah, on the Facebook page. Buddy will handle that. Thank you to Green Beasley for dropping in and dropping out and dropping in and dropping out again.
And all those loyal listeners out there.
Yeah, the hashtag loyal listeners. You know.
Lionel.
Lionel with the vinyl.
I'm going to pay for that one.
Yeah, you probably are. Just like the Ryan Toy review.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so we're going to leave you guys with some songs so you guys don't have to book off, but we're going to play three more songs and then end the show. So.
Here's a little Post Malone. Just kidding. No,
No Post Malone. Anyways, here's Five Finger Death Punch, Blue on Black. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That was Five Finger Death Punch on Ignite Radio. Blue on Black. Here's Gloria Sons, Mama.
Mama!
Mama!
Oh, Mama, down by the river. Oh, you know I'm a sinner. Oh, sinner for Lord. You can't go back, and I never met a woman I've loved that I don't love. Darling, what you waiting for? That open corner's outside the door. Pulling time, I'm past the side. You take me places my heart has. Oh, Mama, down by the river. Oh, you know I'm a sinner. Oh, a sinner for
song, one of the best covers ever done.
Ever
done. It's Shine Down Simple Man. I want you guys all to be safe until we all hear each other next time or see each other or whatever. Be
six
safe.
Meters, 6 meters.
6 feet, not 6 meters.
I guess that's
six
it.
Speeds. Anyways, we'll shoot the shit with you guys later. Have a good weekend if we don't see you.
Peace.
Later.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say, and if you do this, it'll help you some. Day, it will. Oh, take your time. Don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a warm arm. And you'll find love,
And don't forget that there is a someone up above. And be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son, if you can.
Internet station.